Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, Avodah Zarah 30b, pagination is 60. Just about midway on the page, at the end of the line, Omar Rav Safra. Our topic is Gilui, which means a liquid that was left unattended to open. And the fear in the time of the Talmud was, at least in some locales, that a snake might have come and drunk from it, and in the process left of its poison in the drink, such that if a person would drink this drink, it would be life-endangering. So we know that in terms of snakes, there are different types of snakes. Some of them are dangerous, some of them are not, some of them bite, some of them have poison, some of them are constrictors, they squeeze their prey. There are different types of snakes, but there was a concern, at least in certain locations, that a snake and possibly other animals, different types, which have poison, might have drunk from this liquid. And similar to the concept that we have by a human being drinking from it, that we have such a concept for health reasons. They might have left some of their saliva, their germs, in the cup, and that drinking from it is a discussion for the next person. Not so clear that someone would do that. Sometimes we have the attitude of a family member is different because it's a known person to us. But if it's an unknown person, it's brought in halacha. You don't know what disease the person might be carrying. So we have this idea by liquid that was left exposed. Amar Rav Safra Mishum Rabbi Yeshua de Roma. Rav Safra taught, Shalosha mine eres hein. There are actually three types of poison. Shel bachur, a young snake. Shokeya, it sinks, it's heavy. Shel benoni, a middle-aged snake. Mifafeya, it radiates within the liquid. Vishel zaken, and an elderly snake. Tsof, it's very light, it floats. Asks the Gemara, Lememra, are you telling me? Dekama dekoshish kachush chele, that as the snake gets older, it becomes weaker. V'hatanya, we learned, shalosha, there are three, kol zman shemazkinim, as they get older, givura mitosefes bohen, they become stronger. And one of them is a nachash, a snake. And the Gemara answers, koach o sufehu dekamosif, that's true, they become stronger with age. Zihare kolish, but the poison becomes lighter with age, and therefore the young one, it'll sink to the bottom. The middle-aged will be radiating in the middle, and the oldest will be floating because it's lightest. Says the Gemara, Shobachur Shokeya Lamai Hilchasa, that the youngest one sinks, Lamai Hilchasa, what is that relevant to? The Tanya, it's a brisa. The answer. Chavis sheniskala, if you have a barrel that became uncovered, afal pi sheshasu mimena tisha velomesu, even though nine people have drunk from this barrel and they have not died, lo yishte mimena asiri. Our advice to you is that the tenth person should still not drink, even though nine people drank and are okay. Whether they drank improperly, or they drank because they didn't know it was uncovered. But the bottom line is, the tenth person should not bring a proof from the nine who drank and are okay, that apparently it's not poisoned. He should still be cautious. Maisa haya sheshasu mimeno tisha velo mesu. There was an incident that nine people drank and they did not die. Vishasa asiri umes. And the tenth person drank and he died. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah explained, Zehu Shokeya, that's the example of the younger snake's poison sinking to the bottom. The top people scooped off what they scooped off, but the 10th person got into the area where the poison was, and he was affected. This concept of gilui is brought in halacha, Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, in Yerideya, and when it's brought, we're told that nohagu lahakel, that nowadays our custom is to be lenient about this, and even if the water was left uncovered, we do not panic with it and assume the worst. And the reason that's given is that nowadays we do not have these poisonous creatures around, and therefore we don't have to worry about this. The question that is posed by the poskim is, that's true, times have changed, but when Chazal make a gezeira, when they make a legislation, it's binding unless you are great enough to undo it. So, being that we assume niskatnu hadoros, that the generations become less as time goes on, the simple assumption would be that we're not great enough to undo their gezeira. If they made a gezeira, it's binding, and we should still be bound to it, even if the reason for the gezeira is no longer applicable. Indeed, there are opinions who say that when Chazal make legislations, there are many reasons that go into the legislation, and just because one reason is no longer applicable doesn't mean you can start doing it. But the fact is over here that it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch that we are lenient, and the question is, why? How? If it's a legislation, it should be binding. And the answer to that can be found in part in Tosfos on Lamed Hei Yomad Aleph and Ar Masechta 35a, where Tosfos says that even in the time of Chazal, there were cities that did not have this frequency of snakes, and therefore in those locations, they did not make this legislation. It was only in the places where nechashim were mitsuyim. And therefore, since in their time this loophole already existed, we're only extending that loophole to more cities, virtually all cities that we're familiar with, that we don't have this problem nowadays, and therefore the legislation doesn't apply, just like it didn't apply in their time in a city that this reason for caution didn't exist. We find a similar halacha in Hilchos Shabbos regarding playing on the floor on Shabbos, something like marbles. So they used to have dirt floors, and the fear when they played with nuts, as they describe that type of game, was that a person would be mashve gumos, would flatten or cause indentations in the ground in order to play the game. And that would be a dimension of choresh or bona, some sort of activity that would be a problem on Shabbos. Nowadays, that the floors indoors are all paved in some way. It's a cement floor, it's a rug floor, it's a wooden floor, but it's not a dirt floor. Therefore, we are allowed in our time, the way we paskin, to play on the floor with marbles or nuts or whatever the type of game might be, rolling something on the floor inside the home. Outside the home is indeed restricted. To roll a ball, like for kickball, would not be done on Shabbos outdoors. But the question is, good, the situation changed. We no longer have dirt floors. But if they already made a legislation not to play nuts, marbles, rolling things indoors on Shabbos, then how do we go ahead, even if the circumstance changed? Are we able to undo the legislation? And over here also, we find, it's a Tosfos, among other sources, Shabbos Chavtes, Amud Beis, who says that even in their times, the Gemara indicates that if all the floors of the city would be shayish, would be marble, then that city would be exempt from this legislation. It's only if in the region there are dirt floors, then even if you happen to have a paved floor, local custom dictates you're not allowed to, the local law is that you're not allowed to do it. What we see here, as we do in many places, is that even as the rabbis made legislations, they did so with tremendous caution, recognizing the impact of their legislation. And those loopholes that they created could often help us for generations. Now, there are two areas that are applicable even nowadays. Number one, if we know for a fact that a snake drank from this barrel, then there would be a restriction. It's just that we're not worried that a snake drank, because that's not so common. But if it did, we would be concerned that it left some poison. And also, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah mentions that even though we're not careful about Megula, if something was left uncovered, we would still use it. But if wine was left uncovered, you should not be using it for Kiddush. And that's an interesting discussion. What is the level of uncovered and unwatched? Sometimes you have the cup from Shalashudis, and people go out for Kiddush Levana, and then they come back to make Havdalah. What's the level of Megula that you have to be concerned about? But in any case, nowadays, the basic concern across the board of Geluyim, uncovered liquid, is not the way we act. The wording is Nohagu Lahakel. The common practice is to be lenient. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.